This is the final part of a three-part conversation about a brand-new installation system called Freelay. With us, Rafer McDonald. He's the VP of the Freelay unit at Textil Rubber. And also with us is Lou Migliori. He's the industry's troubleshooter. He heads LGM & Associates Technical Flooring Services. Now, as you had mentioned earlier, the obvious first choice for Freelay is modular carpet. What after that? What's next?
Anything. Actually, any carpet product.
But, I mean, would this be more likely, would the mills see you, say, in the hospitality arena before they would go to the residential or some other market segment that they would think this would be more inclined, you know, they would be more inclined to start going to?
Well, hospitality we chose for a couple of reasons. First of all, because of the speed at which they want the carpet to go in, because time is money and you need to get it up, get the old carpet up, get a new carpet down, and put the property back in serviceable condition in a very short period of time. That's number one. Number two, they change the carpet more frequently. Depending on the property, it could be anywhere from 5 to 6 years to 3 to 5 years. So the changing part is where this benefit really kicks in, because once you have the initial slug of product in and you put Freelay on the next replacement product, and you tend to have the same manufacturer re-carpet a same property or parts of the same property with repetition. There just is a relationship that's formed, and you know that it works that way a lot. Well, the new installation, you go in, you pull it up, you put it back down, and you can have it changed in no time. That's why we looked at that market initially.
With no odors.
Right, that's another thing.
On the second go round.
No odors.
No odors.
There's no odor to it anyway, because it's basically odorless, but the polymer itself has an aroma to it, but it's not as strong as a regular carpet adhesive.
And you said the polymer, you put it down and you can walk on it as you're installing the carpet.
Oh, you walk on it after it's dried. After it dries up, within 30 to 45 minutes, you can walk on it, and you can be walking all over the place. You can't do that when you spread adhesive.
Now, you mentioned that a prerequisite here is that the carpet to be installed with this system has Kangabec. How many mills? Are all mills set up to run that now if they want to?
Kangatrack, not Kangabec.
Yeah. Kangatrack, okay.
Kangatrack.
Answer that question, Rafer.
No, Dave. Textile Rubber initially would coat the needs of the mills.
I got you. So then, is that in the eyes of many mills a hurdle?
Well, it may be, but that's initially. There's nothing to say, and we've discussed this, that a manufacturer once they bring this technology in, they could do it themselves.
What would be involved? What would they have to do to become a licensee? Would this be a lot of new equipment?
They may have to. They will either new equipment or modify ranges that they already have.
Yeah,
I see. Talk about the reaction. You've mentioned you've talked to all of these mills. You've obviously produced carpet like this with all the installations that you've done. How are these mills leaning, the major mills that you talked about?
Well, we've actually got one manufacturer that wants to be first out of the gate with this.
Who is that?
I'm not at liberty to say that right now.
Okay.
We have the ears of several of them that are extremely interested. Nobody's saying, well, you know, we don't like this, because it has the potential to eliminate a whole category of the largest problem in the industry, other than the wrong carpet in the wrong place, installation. It will immediately revolutionize installation and eliminate the vast majority of installation-related problems relative to stretching the carpet in or fastening it to the floor.
Okay. Let me ask you another question about the cost. When we were talking about the cost, we were really talking about broadloom. What kind of savings, if any, are we talking about with modular?
I think that Rayford addressed that because it's almost, you know, actually, if you're eliminating polymer in the tile and the fiberglass same. Stabilizer, it actually probably would cost you less.
Same price.
I see. About the same.
Same price.
I see.
Per yard.
Same price per square yard to put the Freelay technology in it, but you take out a costly component, so you're actually saving money when it comes to modules.
Oh, yeah.
And then for Broadloom, you were talking about the glue downs, et cetera. We're talking about a good deal more savings than in those situations.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
What are your expectations? Obviously, you've done a lot of work on this. You've been doing this for several years. What's the next step? What's going to happen next?
It's only been exposed, Dave, since January.
To the marketplace.
To the marketplace. I don't know. It's up to the mills to... We're trying to work through the mills. It's, you know, so...
The response... Dave has been
awesome.
I see.
It really has been surprising.
It's just not something that they do overnight, though, is it?
Oh, it's not. It's not something they do overnight. Certainly, there's some skepticism. Everybody wants to see it. I mean, the people who are interested in this, we've already got manufacturers that are sending product in to have Freelay put on it. We've got commercial dealers that are asking for it, some of which have gone back to manufacturers supplying carpet that they're... specifying for an installation, and we had a guy call the other day, and he says they don't know what we're talking about. So we have to go back to them and say, look, this is what this is. This is what he wants to do, and then okay, well, you know, they'll send the carpet over, and it can be done. But every person who sees it and sees the real value of it, which there's unquestionably, there's no doubt that it has the value that we say that it has, and I've stuck my neck out further than I ever have for anything in 36 years in the industry for this technology, because I can see how valuable it is, and I can see the benefits to the industry. But everyone who has looked at it has gone away with saying, okay, how can we use this? Where would we use this? They're searching for applications for it. They're not saying, well, you know, this is folly and we're not interested. No one has said that. Everybody's interested, but it's a gradual introduction where you have to kind of educate people to this technology, and once you do, they say, wow, we love this stuff, and you know, it's like the church down here. People were going crazy. Another benefit, and I don't, you know, again, this is something that you don't like to say, but with this carpet that we installed at the Greek Cathedral, and anybody's welcome to go down there, actually, to see the cathedral is spectacular. They've got the largest ceiling mosaic in the country in that Greek Cathedral there. And they've said anybody who wants to come and look at this can. You can't even see the seams in the carpet. It's just... And everything we've done, you can't really see the
very interesting,
it's,
very interesting.
You know, I don't even want to say that, but it,
right.
That's the way it's happened. I mean, it's like, wow, you know, it's this stuff. And you can work with the product. You know, if you need to move it around, you say, well, you got to move this and align this. You know, you don't have to say, well, the adhesive is going to set up, or we didn't put enough adhesive down.
You can just peel it up and...
Not enough open time, too much open time. You know, all those things are eliminated.
Very interesting. This sounds most exciting, and I'm sure people are anxious to know more about this. Where can people find more information about this?
Well, actually, we've got all kinds of samples. We've got all kinds of installations around here that anybody can come and take a look at. There's a website, www.findfreelay.com, or they can call Rayford, and you know, he's
give
ready,
us your phone
willing,
number.
Ready, willing, and able to. And I to go sit down and talk with them. We actually have lots of things set up with different people. But
Rayford, give us your phone number.
It's 706-277-1300, extension 2242.
Very good, very good. Guys, this is very interesting. I'm very pleased you came on the program this morning to talk about it, and I wish you all the best of luck. Sounds like you really got a really killer idea here.
Well, thanks, Dave. I sincerely appreciate it, as always. I think that you'll be hearing more from us, and certainly we'll keep you updated as things progress so that we can break them on floor radio.
It sounds good to me. Rafer, it's great having you on the program.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
We'll do it again.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
We've been talking with Rayford McDonald. He is VP of the Freelay Unit at Textile Rubber, and also Lou Millior, the industry's troubleshooter, head of LGM and Associates Technical Flooring Services. And you're listening to Floor Radio.